This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Not Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond!
No, that's all. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no. Not Neil Diamond.
I know.
That's okay.
Right. I know.
Should we see?
I was just clarifying.
Should we see what Ferris's case would have been?
Yeah.
Number 8, Ferris's case. Neil Peart,
ooh,
the drummer from Rush.
Yeah,
that would have been
Neil.
What?
Not yeah. really.
I'm
not really.
Side.
You know what, Amir? Of all fucking episodes, for you to give me a little something, this would have been one of the episodes you could have thrown me a fucking bone. I'm sick, man.
I said we shouldn't play. I said you should rest. The in studio Zoom.
Friday, December 30th, another year in the books. I don't know what else to say. Let's get this shit over with because we all have New Year's Eve to get to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you usually date it to when we record. So it's cool to see you thinking about, because right now it's December 13th, just mm-hmm. a Tuesday afternoon.
So much will also happen between now and the 30th.
Wow, that's...
Bond of the week this week is
Guy Fieri. Should we say
Guy
he's Fieri. On the show?
Oh, yeah. We got Billy Scafuri back on again. Brad Hild making his return after a months-long hiatus, really. And Amir Blumenfeld, who just recorded with Adam DeMarco from White Lotus. Did I miss anything?
Oh, my God, man.
Just a peek behind the curtain.
Let's see if we can get this episode done in 30 minutes.
My turn.
Okay.
Peek behind the curtain, right before we hit record, Jeff said, I have to edit this thing immediately. So if you find Jeff operating with pace today, listeners, that's why.
Yeah,
I think Jeff, I'm operating with patience.
No. Do you have a flight in like 3 hours or something?
Yeah, I'm going to Basque.
Where?
I'm going to Basque.
In the sunlight?
London. I've got a flight to catch to Basque in Paris.
Nice.
That's really funny. That's really funny.
He tells himself.
Brad, who's your bond of the week, man?
Harry Potter.
That's a fictional character. You
well,
went.
Daniel Radcliffe. It's time for a Bondy with a Wandy.
That's good. That was really good.
Let's go.
Did you have that prepped?
No. My wife has been re-listening to all the Harry Potter audiobooks. And
it's time for a Bondy with a Wandy. So in James Bond's next movie, he has a wand.
Harry Potter is James
So it's
Bond.
Daniel Radcliffe as James.
As Harry James Potter as
nice.
James Bond.
Harry James Bond Potter. That's really yes. good. That's one you of the best Bond of the... Sorry,
you didn't even have to add Bondy.
Don't interrupt
me. You could have just said Bond with a wand.
Amir! That's one of the best Bonds of the week recently, Brad. And the fact that it wasn't even planned is incredible.
Well, it feels sour by that interaction, but...
That was really satisfying. Amir!
He it's
sounded
hard
like
not
a
to,
70s dad.
It's hard for my body not to react to that. Like, I know it didn't mean anything, but my fight or flight. You can't tell your brain that that meant nothing.
Barry Bonds.
That's good. Really good.
James Bonds.
It's time for a Bonds with a Bonzi.
Yeah. Oh, what about Bankman Fried, and it's time for a Bonzi scheme.
That's good.
That's pretty good. Also good.
It's time for a Bonzi with a Ponzi.
Yeah.
I wonder where Bankman Fried will be on December 30th, like we are right now.
Oh, no, I got a third bond of the week. Nobu Matsuhisa. It's time for a bond zoo. Like Ponzu.
Did you just wipe your mouth or are you buying yourself time in that moment, Jeff?
A little bit of both. I had some vanilla ice cream before this to kind of get the glucose. Brad, how's your life? I haven't talked to you in a couple months.
I do see a Van Leeuwen bag, so the ice cream thing might not be a joke. Did you Postmates Van Leeuwen? It's already pretty expensive, so I can only imagine that's like a $20 to $40 pint of ice cream you had delivered.
My roommate got that delivered. I just had a quart of Breyers.
A quart?
I didn't eat a quart, but I have a quart in the freezer. I had just like three bites.
1:30 p.m. rolls around and you're like, it's time for my Breyers.
There's Breyers ice cream in the fridge at the office. Is vanilla. Is that yours?
No, that's Dreyers. And I'm not even that. No, that's Eddie's.
Did you get that ice cream too?
He spent like $150 on dairy the last time I was on this podcast. I posted a picture of it. Oh yeah, well, spoiler alert. I got a dairy rich episode coming up.
Spoiler just for me.
Cost him like $150.
There's Dreyers and there's Breyers. There's Dreyers in the freezer at the office. Did Adam ask about that?
He didn't notice. I looked at it before he arrived and thought of it after he had left.
Let's keep it going. You know, I'm the only one trying to force any energy into this. I think Billy's coming in with some energy. Brad looks, I guess, hindered, and Amir looks tired from the previous record. So
hindered?
What's that?
What do you mean by hindered?
It looks like something's holding you back, and I don't know if I should dive into that or if I want to give you your privacy.
Well, you asked me how I was, and then we started talking about ice cream for like 2 minutes. So
okay.
I'm good, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the best thing that's happened to you in the past 16 weeks?
I booked a trip to LA next month, or well, I guess next month if this is the 30th. So yeah. We should hang, man.
I'm down, but I just have to like warn you, I'm doing a drive.
No, I was talking to Billy and Amir.
Solid.
That was really good. And we are playing Hangman.
Yeah.
Brad is low-key in fuego right now.
He is on fire.
Jokes are just landing.
He's heating up. Let's see if the next joke lands. Billy, how is your sex life? Because you just moved to Highland Park, and I'm wondering, like, if the move sort of reignited the spark between you and.
I've actively been trying to be a kinder guest to you the past couple times I've come on, but these are the moments where you trigger the worst in me. You trigger the worst in me with questions like this. So let's just move on, and I'll maintain my positive energy and good vibes.
Okay. Amir, what about you?
I'm doing well. I hit a game-winning three with Billy on Sunday. Billy passed me the ball, and I hit a three, and the game ended on it.
And I said game when he shot it, which makes it extra cool.
Wow, before it even went in?
Yeah, you shot it, it was in the air, and I said game. It felt so good.
That's awesome.
That's cool. I wish I heard the game part of it.
Well, now you did.
That's cool.
I'm sure other people heard it, so.
It would have been risky if I had bricked it bad. Yeah. And you said game.
Yeah. I'd look like an idiot. Everyone would tease me.
Jesus. Good job by you. Jesus Christ.
Jeff, you're really bringing your knees into the frame.
Well, it's hard, you know, like they have to face the light, but this is a couch that's like obviously facing this way. So I'm sitting down.
There's plenty of seating. Why did you, Billy? Why are you? Why are you sitting like that?
Why am I sitting like that? Or just why do I exist?
Why are you?
Why?
Let's keep shit going. You know, like I said, this is coming out December 30th.
LeBron's birthday. LeBron James' birthday is December 30th.
He's still turning 40.
38.
You're turning 40.
Right. I was talking about LeBron.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, too.
Also on the 30th?
Yeah.
Kinda That's crazy. Interesting.
Yeah. The two what goats are the odds born on the same day.
It's interesting because like every time Brad and Billy talk, it's like a release of dopamine because I like to hear what they have to say. And then every time Amir talks, it's like the inverse of that. It's like instant like seasonal affective disorder. But the Dramamine. Season is him.
Yeah. I'm him / the season.
Do you think Oh Holy Night ever takes a moment to be like, I'm really him?
Is Oh Holy Night a hymn or a carol? That light looks violent on your face right now, Jeff. It looks like that would be uncomfortable for me to have such a
violent light.
That's good.
Holy Hild. Scafuri. Amir's cock.
You should have said my last name. Brad Hild. Scafuri. Blumenfeld.
Brad, can you say something?
I agree with Amir. I think that would have been better. I think you kind of dropped the ball on the song on the day.
I think you dropped the ball on the song / day.
Yeah. Just in general on this day.
December 30th, end of the year. Even though we're not on our holiday break just yet, everyone else pretty much is. Some people might be working, but you know. I feel like people don't have as much time to listen to this shit anyways. So let's see if we can squeeze this episode in 30 minutes, right?
What are we at right now?
We're at 11, and we have a lot to get to.
Bad attitude to have.
I think it's a helpful attitude to have, because like people are fucking busy. New Year's Eve is tomorrow. People have resolutions that they need to like lock in. People have parties.
Maybe people want to like get away. They're visiting home. They want to get away from their family. They want to listen to their favorite podcast. And it's this fucking show for some reason.
What are you doing for New Year's? Let's say that. Or for the holidays.
Me?
Yeah. You're not from Portland.
No, we're not. We don't really have any friends here. So we're going to find something to do. Not to bring the vibe down, but
maybe
we don't
do
have
a scavenger hunt for friends.
How does one go about that?
I don't know. I'm just shooting from the hip here to try and give you New Year's plans, but maybe you list like 10 different types of people you want in your social circle for 2023.
That could get dangerous.
And then you go out and see who could find them.
Brad, I actually, one of George's friends from Cincinnati lives in Portland, and I met her like a couple months ago, and I was like, oh, like she just moved there too, and she's trying to make friends. And I was like, you would vibe with my friend Brad who lives in Portland. So
yeah, I'm good.
That was so fast. Let's take it into news of the day. Drake considered proposing 42 times and memorialized exes with a chain featuring 42 diamond engagement rings. That's way too many.
Yeah. He thought about proposing 42 times to this
one
lady?
So much so that he... No, to 42 different people. So much so that he bought them fucking rings and then didn't ask. And then kept the rings and put them on a chain. Are you listening?
That's... he 42 times bought a engagement ring and then never, ever gave them out. And then to memorialize the 42 times, he put them on a chain.
Yeah.
Imagine going to buy ring 37. And
yeah.
Like, this is going to change things. This one will be different.
Yeah.
Five more rings.
I don't believe that story, quite frankly.
Okay. Well, it's per Complex. And Billy and Amir, you guys did a project for Complex. So unless you think everything Complex does is bullshit, I think you would believe the headline, right? Or was...
The series never came out. It kind of was bullshit in the end.
Yeah, like Complex ended up selling to this other company that ended up shuttering down.
Yeah, it was like a right-wing comedy company. It was getting pretty funny for a
minute. What was it? Rated Red?
Yeah, and their homepage was just like a cowboy trying to catch a chicken. And we're like, all right.
Well, that's funny.
Here. And yeah, it was all right. It was pretty funny, actually.
GQ reports that in our hyper niche style era, there's a core for everyone, right? There's cowboy core, gorp core, cottage core, norm core, etc. So I wanted to talk about what each other's cores are, right?
Norm.
Yours is norm core?
Yeah.
Because I sort of thought yours was like dialysis core. Just in terms of like the wiry grays.
Nice.
And the overall air of Stray.
That has to do with kidney failure?
What's that?
My hair being gray?
I just feel like you look ill most of the time. You look at ease and also like, you know, it seems like when you go home at night, you have to plug yourself into a machine.
Jeff, can you give us all of our cores? You gave Amir his dialysis core. What kind of core are you giving
Billy, I feel like you're like athleisure core. It's definitely elevated. It's not like Lululemon nonsense, but like the other day you were wearing that Boar's Head Meat sweatshirt. It was kind of vintage. It was, and then like the pants, which are like not tight fitting, but like tailored. Can you guys hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like a train.
Yeah. I moved to a canyon to not have this kind of shit. And I feel like I have half a mind to open the window and say, stop that. This dude's trimming hedges.
That's fine.
No, it's not. LA's full of creatives. Like there's someone...
Oh my God, dude. Shut up.
Brad, you're climb core.
Climb core? Or yeah, I guess.
I thought you would really like that. You're crunch core. Which honestly sounds like a cereal. This guy sucks! Stop!
He's doing his job, you're doing yours.
Some better than others.
His is legitimately harder.
Yeah, he is getting actually a really close shave. It's kind of visual ASMR in a way. I think I'm dumb core.
You're sort of baggy core. You wear really baggy, loose-fitting clothes.
I'm wearing like the Bruce Springsteen jeans right now, though. Well, not really, actually. But like
look how much excess fabric is in the shirt. Like, take your pants off. It probably goes all the way down to your knees. There's so much fabric. It's a fucking blouse. It's a parachute. There's so much excess fabric.
You're supposed to do the big shirt with the fine pants.
Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld.
I'd label you clumsy core too. The clumsy last two core. Times I've been in person with you, the room has been a mess. Like a 5-year-old, just like spills and like stains that weren't cleaned.
Okay. Let's let's rein it in with the messy shit. Although there is a ring light that fell that I didn't bother to pick up over there. That's kind of still on.
Are you wearing white sneakers?
I'm not wearing any shoes because I'm not a fucking monster in the house. Ooh. Monster in the house. I'm not having shoes on.
Free
feet. That was a Corey's in the house.
Corey's in the house.
I don't know, but it really either got him or made him go to a place.
Not only did that not work at all, you guys don't even know what the reference is to know how wrong it was. Okay, Brad knows.
I know what Corey's in the house is.
Here are the 10 luckiest baby names of 2022. Let's kick things off with Raphael.
Luckiest?
Yeah, there's also Lakshmi. This is per Parents magazine. Felix.
Like these kids got good news in their first year or something? What makes them lucky? Does it explain? Does people explain?
It says, need some inspiration? Psychic Inbal Honig Man partnered with... wait. Need some inspiration? Psychic Inbal Honig Man partnered with onlinecasinos.co.uk.
Now we're getting somewhere.
And forbears.io to compile the most popular lucky baby names of 2022. Some of the names literally translate to lucky, like Eamon and Sadia, while others have an association with luck. For example, Iris, derived from the Greek word for rainbow. No matter which one you choose, your child might be rewarded with hope, serendipity, and good fortune. And then it's Raphael, Lakshmi, Felix, Said, S-A-I-E, or S-A-I-D, maybe it's Said.
Said.
Ganesh, Sadia, Eamon, and Iris.
And Daniel.
And Damien.
And Gray.
I really want to get the Apatow sisters on this show. I feel like that would be funny.
Very good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
There's no way. Nor would it be a good episode.
Really?
How would you reach out? How would you reach out? What would your email say?
They're nice and you suck.
Well, my friend is loose friends with Iris. So I'd probably be like, yeah, like they've hung out a couple times. She was almost in a movie that he did, that he produced. She was like attached and then she had a conflict.
Loose is a tough word before friend.
Yeah, I was a loose friend.
That's my only inside track.
We're as thin as thieves.
According to USA Today, why can't we be friends? Lack of social contact harms Americans' mental and physical health. So my question is, Amir, how do you deal with social isolation?
I don't have social isolation.
That's funny.
I'm in constant contact with dozens of friends. Both socially and digitally.
Can confirm.
Brad?
Help.
Help me.
He's you sticking want me to confirm up for himself, Amir? Bradley.
All right. An Apple News article today was titled, "They vaporized $1 trillion, then they vanished." So they what? Vaped cash and then died?
Is this the FTX scandal, the crypto money? Or does it mean actually setting cash on fire?
It was like an audio article.
Yeah.
So I didn't
play.
Oh, I didn't ultimately do my due diligence. There was no sort of sweat equity to be had.
There.
What I will say is that Thursday I worked from 10 a.m. to midnight 30. Then Friday I worked from noon to 11:30 p.m. Then Saturday I worked from noon to 11 p.m. And then Sunday I worked noon to 10 p.m. And then yesterday I worked noon to 11 p.m. So, and then this morning, shut up for a second. And then this morning I had a meeting from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Outlined this episode between 1 and 2, and now we're recording at 2. So I haven't had a mental break since last Wednesday morning.
Sounds like you're having a mental break right now.
That's funny. That's not exactly how you reach out to a friend.
You should go yell at the landscaper outside somewhere.
He stopped, so now's actually the perfect time he'll hear me. Hey! He's walking away. We do have to take a quick break, but seriously, thank you guys so much for being here today. I really appreciate it, and let's thank some sponsors, get some of this cash. Let's get this bag. Namaste.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it.
I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's auraframes.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back, or should I say, and we're Basque, right? It's time to play a new game that we've never played on the show. Let's see if we can get this whole thing done in 7 minutes. Kind of knock it out in 30. Welcome to Baskmaster. Have you guys seen Taskmaster?
I don't think so.
All right, it's a British panel show. Well, this is Baskmaster, right? So I'm going to shoot a couple of Basque words at you, as in words that from the language of Basque, which is sort of this like... ethno-region, I guess, would be the word, that straddles the line between France and Germany, and it's a dying language. So I thought that we could kind of keep it alive, Basque in the language of Basque. So here we go. For every word you correctly translate from Basque to English, I'll Venmo you $5. Here we go. Kaixo. What do we think that means?
Day.
Nearby.
It's got to be something dumb. Joy.
Joy? You think joy is dumb?
He thinks you're dumb.
Kaixo is hello. All right. Jatexia.
I'll go with goodbye.
It's a good guess. Thank you.
I'm going to go food.
Brad was close. It's actually restaurant. Here we go. Zorteon.
Loving that buzzer coming in after each word.
Good morning.
Jeans.
Zorteon.
Good luck.
Are you, you Googled that?
No, I speak Basque.
That's absolutely correct. Brad has $5 to his name. Here
Imagine
we go.
Brad spelling that correctly. Zorteon. you just exclaimed that twice and you accused
Googled
him
that.
Of you spelled that phonetically perfect.
You I'll never Googled tell.
That. Did you Google it? Because I'm not gonna give you cash if you Googled it. This
I'll
isn't
never
funny.
Tell.
It was all the right. way you said it. It was like Mazel Tov.
Jeff's body position right now is just top notch. One arm fully back.
Offering a lover
a... sorry, my landlord is leaving and it's distracting shit because their Subaru is like really fucking shiny. And it's, yeah.
His arm acting as a kickstand.
Jeff is Albert Brooks' core.
I get that.
Comuna non dago.
Persona non grata.
That's just what you're thinking. This is unbelievable. Both of my landlords are leaving at the same time, and this guy is now trimming our hedges. I guess he works for both of these buildings.
You have two landlords?
They're married. Sexist. Oh.
What?
Comuna Nandago, Amir guest persona non grata. Let's get guesses from Brad and Will.
Left. Like the left hand or left foot.
There's actually no English translation to that.
Where are the toilets? Oh, here we go. Oso ando.
There are the toilets.
Very well.
Good night.
It's very good. Brad is also disqualified from the game, by the way, going forward, because he was just using Google Translate, which did not get that one correct. Last one, because we are trying to... We have 3 minutes left. We have a whole nother segment to do. It's kind of crazy. Barkatu.
What?
Barkatu.
Brad, any guesses?
Bark.
I was also going to... I'm also going to go with bark.
That's a French dog.
Soccer.
Correct answer is, excuse me, barkatu. Barkatu.
The man who is rushing to make this a 30-minute episode is taking his sweet time.
That was Baskmaster. The only person who made any cash would have been Brad, but he cheated, so Noble Cash is going to anybody. Did you guys like that game?
No.
I don't remember. Really? It's hard to remember the actual Basque words.
Obviously not.
Well, you had Oso Ando, you had Barkatu, you
Barkatu,
had...
Barkatu, actually. Barkatu, we have to move on.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
Barkatu.
You get out of this show what you put into this show, right? So when you guys come at me with sour, you're going to get sour in return. When you come at me this with joy, with participation, with genuine enthusiasm, you'll leave feeling that way as well.
You started the whole thing with, I came on here, I'd never met Billy before. I said, nice to meet you. And you said, is it?
I just didn't think it would. The meeting, I watched it happen. I was an objective third party. It looked like it was a fine meeting. It did not seem like it was great to meet him. And same from Billy. If I got on a Zoom and I saw you in this frame, Brad, I would not be like, oh, can't wait for the next 45 minutes.
What's wrong with this frame?
And if there's so much going on in the background. You have the overhead lights on. You should never use overhead lights. You should only use floor lamps. It's also daytime. Why
podcaster.
Is it on?
I'm not a podcaster.
Yes, you
I
are.
I work in ad sales.
You have a microphone on a mic arm, and you're not a podcaster?
That's not a mic arm. It's a stand, and I play music, asshole.
Everybody here, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked, come on, get it started, come on, get it started, get it started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Yes.
Brad wins.
Game over.
Episode ends.
I just got my friggin' ass handed to me. Facts. That was unexpected.
Yeah. Because you came at him and then he just sort of dished it right back.
Don't talk about my frame.
Ever again.
Fucker.
It's that time of the year again, guys. It's New Year's. The turning of the tides, the changing of the season. 2023 is nigh. And nary... I don't know, fucking 24 hours away, 48 hours away, 47 actually, if Pacific time. I think it's important that we reflect, that we project, and that we expect success for the next year, right? So, Brad, you were hired this year at HeadGum. It's been a joy to work with you. And very far away from you at the company. Both have been true and both have been good.
Fuck you, man.
No, I met Brad at the offsite, the company retreat. We had a ball. We had a blast. We had the gall to make it last.
Shake our ass.
And shake our ass at whatever the fuck that wretched club was called we went to in Scottsdale, Arizona. So could you just speak to your year, Brad, like what you regret, what you experience joy wise, and maybe what a resolution or nine would be for 2023. Let's start with you.
You want me to do 10 resolutions?
I set a resolution or nine.
Or nine. Okay, got it. Well, this year, it's... Sorry, I thought you were going to say something. Is the music going to keep going?
Do you want utter silence while you, like...
No, this is good. I just wanted to be sure. Yeah, this year's it's had ups and downs, and it's been 6 months at HeadGum, and I've made so many new connections, so many new friends. It was so nice to get to know everyone and work with everyone at the company, and although I may be far away in Portland, Oregon, so many people have come to visit me. I had Marty in town. I had Joel, one of his goals.
I had Joel.
I got to meet Billy and Amir from the Buckets podcast. And then I had to do this show 4-5 times. And
got to, or?
I had to.
Right.
And that pretty much sums it up. If I had to pick a resolution, it'd probably be to make a friend.
I'm offering you a friend on a silver platter, and her name is...
I'm good.
Okay.
Ideally, the friend wouldn't know you.
Any sexual resolutions?
Billy?
Pass.
On the whole thing?
Just the sexual stuff.
Okay, then Billy, how was your 2022? Let's reflect. Let's expect success. What did you enjoy? What did you regret? How did you regress? And name some of your success. And then let's do a resolution or nine for the next calendar year.
It was a good year. I moved into a new home that has a lovely yard. Amir has visited.
And then how
times.
Did you grow and change too? Also add that on at the end. How did you grow and change?
My hair got longer. And from a change standpoint, I think that I'm just trying to grow up a little bit more, trying to shed some of the boy qualities and transition into the man.
That's a good goal.
Qualities. Shut up. And I would say for my resolution, I'd like to hit 190 pounds in 2023.
Is that losing weight or gaining weight?
That would be like gaining 10 pounds.
Why?
Perfect downbeat. And we're back. I didn't go to a gym all of the pandemic, and now I've joined a gym.
Got it. What about sensual resolutions? So it doesn't, not sexual, but like, how do you want to use your senses? Smell, sight, taste, oral.
I'd like to commit to putting on more moisturizer every
Very day. Good.
Skin and Very hair. Good. Skin and hair.
Yeah. I started doing a skin routine. CeraVe to obviously cleanse the shit. A little bit of moisturizer, right? Some facial moisturizer.
No one cares.
And
that.
No, you're right. Sorry. Amir.
What are you asking me?
I've said it twice now, but yeah, here it goes for a third time. Sorry, audience. You can blame Amir that I'm saying the same exact fucking sentence for the third time. How did you grow and change this past year? What are your regrets? How did you expect success? And for next year, a resolution or nine? Let's hear it.
How did you expect success makes no sense. Like, he's committed to it. It means nothing. How did you expect success? Sorry, I'm here. The floor is yours.
I expected it unconditionally and without honor. And I hope to be using my phone less. As always, in 2023.
Heck yeah.
Drop your skincare routine, King.
CeraVe to cleanse the shit. Moisturizer all around. Under eye cream. And a little bit of vitamin C serum. That's how you go.
Moisturizer all around. all around. Up, down, and all around.
And then, Amir, what about a sensual resolution, right? So a way that you want to experience life.
None.
You don't want to see, hear, taste, or feel anything new in the next year?
Asked and answered.
Wow. Okay. Anybody want to know how I expected success?
Sure.
I feel like we heard it 52 times this year.
Does anybody want to know how I expected success? Or do y'all not care about how I was expecting it?
Yeah. I think, you know, I was living in New York at the beginning of the year. I don't know what else to say. And then I made the decision to come back to LA. And it paid dividends, you know, professionally and personally, sexually and sensually, realty-wise, too. I had to move. I got kicked out of my old home, really. It was more than a house. It was made over the past 2.5 years into a home. You know, a home base, a comfort haven for the road slash ages. But ultimately, it never was on the road, was it? Because that was where I would return to after a hard day's work. And that's obviously jarring, you know what I mean? You get COVID, and the day you test negative, you have to move boxes upon boxes upon boxes. Like, that can't help but shake things up. For the better. And now I live in a canyon, and the walls that hug me each and every morning, noon, and eve impart their wisdom, impart their, honestly, joy unto me. And I can't help but feel like it's going to lead to some kind of positive growth, and that's why I'm expecting success. Next year.
You had such an opportunity.
That was perfect.
It was done.
You
was
ran
done.
The red
the
light.
The song was done. You were done. And the violin comes
and,
back.
And,
no. Not and,
30 minutes. A tight 30, he said.
Not and,
We're on our fifth Auld Lang Syne. We're on our fifth round.
And a resolution for next year is I want to do a couple live shows of this show. I don't care who's on them, because I feel like the biggest obstacle with those is going to be getting Amir and Marika to want to go anywhere. But, you know, I think last week's episode with Billy Scafuri and Corey Lane, Alex Berkman, and Marika, if anything, it proved not only to be
crew.
A hit, not only to be a hit, but to serve as an example of an episode which was a hit, a banger, that doesn't need anyone, frankly, that works at the network on it. And so yeah, I'm excited to do a show in LA, maybe in San Francisco, maybe in Big Sur, maybe in New York, maybe a HeadGum podcast tour. I'd love to make it happen, but at the very least an LA show. And in that regard, I am true to my word.
Dude, wrap it up. This is crazy. This is mental.
Did you say Big Sur?
In that regard, you're true to your word.
Wrap it up, dude. It's been like 5 minutes of just you.
You're vamping.
And cramping.
I really want to do a show at the Henry Miller Library in Big Sur because they have this outdoor amphitheater. I was talking to Danny and Casey about this yesterday. They have this outdoor...
Scrolling so much, right?
They have this outdoor amphitheater in the woods next to the library that, like, a bunch of, like, old folk bands have played at.
Can't
it's really cool.
It's really
so far blurry. Out.
And Danny was like, if a tree falls... So I think it'd be funny if, like, 8 people show up, but we still do a full episode. Oh, you know, a big part of... The idea of doing that tour or even just one show in LA is what keeps me going. You know, it's not just the audience reaction on a weekly basis. It's also the goals that I have set for the show. Right. And if you don't have something to aim for, I think you'll fall for anything. And that's a big reason, too, why I think I try to use this platform to encourage people to be their best selves. You know, I don't try to squash anyone down on this. I try to lift people up to experience joy and to be wise. And on that note, I'd also like to release some limited edition HeadGum Podcast merch. So that's all I'll say.
What?
That's all I'll say. So namaste to you. Namaste to yours. And namaste on the beat. So a couple more things. The ways that I've changed this year have also been concurrent with the changing landscape of media, I would say, right? So like, we've been in the podcast game for a minute. I don't know what else to say. And with that comes a certain adaptability to not only the show itself as it goes and grows through time, but also normal conversation, right? So I'll be at like 4100 bar and like talking to a stranger. And I know how to hold my own now more than I ever did because of the conversations that we share on this platform, because of the ways that we all listen to each other. It's this ping pong dialogue back and forth. And, you know, I can't help but use that to put other people on notice. I'm coming for your head, Conan. I'm coming for your head, Scott Aukerman. I'm coming for your head, Paul F. Tompkins. This time next year, the show is going to be the biggest show on Spotify.
No, I can hold.
And if there's one last thing that I can impart unto thee, I guess it would be go out and in 2023, spread joy, legs, and libel.
I have a hard out in 3 minutes as a heads up.
I have a hard on.
In two.
In two.
I didn't want to mention the hard out, but Jeff just talked for 11 minutes. And here we are.
That was all I had to say. At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Brady on Twitter. I'm going to head out, but y'all, you can plug your guys' stuff. James out.
That was a terrible ending.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Laitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.